Are you wrestling with yourself, other people, life? Well, if so, you are not alone, and literally nobody has like figured out, okay? What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Wrestling with Life podcast. I'm your host, Em Led. I'm in a silly, goofy mood today. We're going to have some good freaking vibes on the podcast, and we got a really good topic, y'all. We're talking about going where you can be yourself and feel appreciated. And this is just such an important thing to embody in your life, because life is too short to go places where you feel like you can't be yourself and you feel unappreciated. So today, y'all, we're going to talk about why it is so hard to be our freaking selves in this world, and how you can practically start shifting your mindset and making choices that end with you being in places where you do feel like you can be your most authentic self and you do feel appreciated. If you are brand new to the podcast, thanks for tuning in. Wrestling with Life is all about getting out of our heads together, baby. And if you are an ambitious overthinker, you're going to want to press that follow button and keep tuning in for episodes every single Tuesday, because life is too short to stay in your head all the time and to hold yourself back from all you can be because of that, right? So welcome to the Wrestling Squad. You guys, this topic, I'm super freaking pumped to talk about because it's really been on my heart lately, and I've just really been thinking about how important it is, and I have a lot of juicy insights to share with you, okay? So I'm gonna need you to buckle the frick up for this episode. Before we get into it, I have a couple announcements. So if you are one of my Monday motivation listeners, you like the Monday motivations that I've been putting out, you might be like, Emled, where the frick was the Monday morning motivation this week? I'm sorry, you guys. I promise this is the last time that I switch it up on you, but we are going back to Tuesday episodes. I know I have been all over the place with the consistency of the episodes. I'm so sorry. I'm still figuring out this podcast thing, okay? And I also have a 9-to-5 job and I got other shit to do. So I'm trying to balance everything. This is the last time I'm changing it though, okay? We will have episodes every single Tuesday only from here on out. In the future, I'm working on a Patreon, which is basically a paid subscription that you can subscribe to for bonus content. And I will have bonus episodes like Monday Motivations available there. I'll have behind the scenes content. I'll have personalized videos and messages and maybe even exclusive merch once my merch gets up and running. It's getting close. I'm still kind of playing around with what that will look like, but it is in the works and you will be able to find Monday Motivations there eventually. But just not right now, okay? So every Tuesday we will have episodes. I promise I'm sticking to that. I will not be changing it again. And also, you may have noticed that the intro to the pod changed a little bit, the little intro music. I don't know about y'all, but that like intro, listening to it over and over and over again when I was editing, it's intense. It's like very in your face and loud. And there'd be times that I would just like listen to it and literally jump out of my skin. And I don't want that to be the vibe when y'all listen to this podcast. I want you to feel relaxed and encouraged. I don't want you to feel like, oh my God, turn the volume down. So we got a little softer vibe now. Okay, now that I'm done rambling, let's get into the motherfucking content, y'all. So we're talking about going where you can be yourself and feel appreciated. And guys, this is a hard one because all of us just want to feel like we are accepted and that we fit in and that we're loved and that we're valued. And when we grow up, we go through shit, right? Like if you've ever been bullied, if you've ever been kind of in like a home environment that feels really unsafe, basically if you've ever had any kind of trauma happen to you ever, you know that it's not as easy to just be yourself. Like you're on alert, you're protecting yourself. A lot of us learn to wear masks very strategically to protect our authentic self from rejection and harm. It's a very human thing. It's a universal experience, okay? And when people are like, be yourself, be yourself, be yourself, I get so irritated hearing that because it's not that easy. And real shit has happened to all of us that makes it not feel that easy, okay? So let's acknowledge that and let's not shame ourselves for struggling to be our authentic selves, okay? I am convinced that childhood is like a really beautiful time where you're blissfully unaware about all the harm and all the crap in the world. And then real life shit hits. And then the rest of our adulthood is basically spent trying to recreate our childhood, trying to reconnect with our authentic selves, trying to find peace, trying to just like feel like us again. And this might not be everyone's experience, but I feel like it's so many people's experience. Like so many people that I have deep conversations with, like this is something that they have experienced at one point or another in their lives. What we're talking about today is really important, and we're only going to probably scratch the surface on a much bigger conversation about living authentically and finding yourself again. But today I want to focus specifically on purposefully surrounding yourself with people and environments and situations that genuinely make you feel like you can be your authentic self. Because it's honestly to get the ball rolling, to find yourself again, to get connected with who you are at your core, it really starts by being deliberate about the choices that you make, the places that you go, and the people that you surround yourself with, okay? I'm really realizing, especially in this season of my life that I'm in, just how important this is. Up until like the last year or so, you guys know, like I was not in the greatest place with myself for a very long time. Really, really struggled with my self-esteem, with my confidence. And what I didn't realize at the time is how much of that had to do with who was around me, the places that I was going, the habits that I was practicing. Those are all things that are within our control, right? So we can't control the bad things that happen to us. We can't control the trauma that happens, but we can control how we respond to that, right? So I want everyone listening to recognize if you are feeling lost from yourself and you feel like you aren't yourself right now, the good news is that it's in your power to get yourself back, baby. You have the power, you have the tools, and you have the control, whether you think you do or not, to find yourself again. Okay, so let's get that straight before we say anything else. Right off the rip, I want to share with you a really crucial mindset change that I need you to make when you're approaching any sort of situation or person or anything, okay? This, what I'm about to tell you, has radically improved my self-confidence, the way that I approach other people, jobs, opportunities, like literally everything in my life changed when I started embracing this mentality, okay? When you are on a date or you're in a job interview or you're being pitched an opportunity of any kind, when you're with a group of friends, the question in your mind should not be, oh my God, does this person like me? Is this going well? Am I making a good impression? Am I qualified enough for this? Do I fit in here? How am I coming off? No. The question should not be that. The question should be, do I like this person that I'm on a date with? Do they make me feel like I can be my most authentic self? Do I feel relaxed around them? Do I feel good around them? Do I feel confident? Do I feel safe? It should not be, does this person like me? It should be, do I like this person? And same thing when you're in a job interview, babe. You shouldn't be sitting there thinking, oh my God, am I making a good impression? Am I qualified enough for this position? Is this going well? Am I answering the questions correctly? Am I being what they want me to be? Absolutely freaking not. The question should be, does this role fit in with my goals and where I want to go and what I want to do and who I want to be? Will this role fit into all the requirements of what I want for a job? It should no longer be, does the recruiter, does the person sitting across from me like me? I'm telling you, when you start asking yourself these kind of questions, instead of worrying so much about how the other person is perceiving you in the situation, your self-confidence skyrockets. Because what's happening? You're putting yourself first. You're making sure that you're safe, that you're comfortable, that you feel good, rather than worrying about the other person in the situation. And a lot of times, you guys, we go into dates or jobs thinking already that we want the person or the job on the other side of that table. So we go in and we create this like romanticized or idealized version of that thing. We decide it's amazing and wonderful and that we want to be a part of it. And so we go in trying to impress, trying to prove our worth because we feel like that's how we're going to get that thing. But that's not how it works, baby. First of all, my first point here is that you have no idea whether or not a person is good for you or has all the things that you want or would be a good fit in your life until you spend multiple dates, a lot of time with them. You have a lot of hard conversations. That's not a question that you can answer by looking at someone's photo on a dating app, okay? That's not a question that you can answer because your friend set you up with someone and told you how great they were. And so you came in with high expectations. No. When you sit across from someone on a date, you know nothing about them. They're a stranger. You know absolutely nothing. And any blanks that you've filled in that have decided that this person is great already was created in your mind. Same thing with a job. You go into an interview and you're like, oh my God, this is my dream job. Yeah, maybe on paper. Maybe on paper, the job description sounded great, but what about the people that you're going to work with every day? What about what you'll actually be doing? Because we all know some job descriptions lie, y'all. We all know that, don't we? We know that sometimes we start a job and we're like, whoa, this is nothing like I thought it was going to be. There are so many different variables that come into play when it comes to choosing a partner, choosing a group of friends, choosing a job, making any life decision. There are so many variables that come into play. So when you can have that mindset shift instead of, do I fit in with this person, place, or thing? Instead, it's, does that person, place, or thing fit in with me? You put yourself back up on the pedestal, baby. You remember that you're the freaking prize, that you have immense self-worth, that you have so much to bring to the table, and not everybody should just get access to you. Not everybody should get a piece of you, baby. And that's in every element of your life. You want to have higher self-worth. You want to have more confidence. That is the mindset that you should be having when you go anywhere. It helps you to get out of your head. It helps you to relax. It helps you to accept your authentic self first, because rather than adapting who you are to fit in with an environment, you're saying, does this environment make room for all that I am? Does this environment, does this person give me space to be all that I am? Or am I conforming myself to fit here? So many of us guys, we go through these horrible experiences early in our lives that make us think that we have to be something other than what we really are in order to be accepted, in order to fit in. The truth is that your most authentic self is not going to fit in a lot of places. It's true. But neither will your fabricated self. So basically, you have two choices. You can be hated for what you are, or you can be hated for what you are not. Like, truly, no matter where you go in life, there are going to be places, people, and things that don't like you, or don't mesh with you, or don't fit with you. So are you trying to fit a fabricated version of yourself into a place that doesn't want you? Really think about that for a second, okay? You have the choice of either being all that you are and realizing that that's not for everybody and everything, or you can be a fake version of yourself that's also not for everyone or anything. And so many of us, y'all, we learn to put on these masks because we're terrified of being rejected for what we truly are. And I think a lot of us would rather be rejected for what we're not because it hurts less, because that's not really us, right? The most life-changing decision that you can make for yourself is, oh my God, I would rather be me than sacrifice my authentic self to fit in anywhere. Let me talk real quick about my own experience, because there's a lot of formative things that have happened in the last few years of my life that have really woken me up to this that I feel like are worth sharing, okay? So y'all know I graduated in December of 2019 from college, studied marketing. As soon as I got out, I had a job lined up. I was only in that job for 3 months before COVID hit, and I got laid off because my company filed for bankruptcy. And what I learned real freaking quick in business is that you are simply a number. It doesn't matter how big the organization is. If that company has to make cuts, you're on the chopping block, babe. It's a business decision, and it's not personal at all. After I got laid off from that job, I went on to work for another corporation. And what I noticed in both of these environments in the couple years that I was there across both organizations was that these big corporate environments were very highly competitive. They fostered a very, I wouldn't say human environment. It was like the really strict type of business environment that you see in movies, where it's like, you know, there's an office etiquette, there's a way to behave, and people don't really share like intimate details about their lives. Like, I didn't feel like I was super close with a lot of my coworkers. It was very, very businessy. And that could have also been reflective of my mindset at the time, because, you know, I graduated and wanted to make a good impression and very much separated my business and personal life. And what I noticed really quickly in those environments is that I felt like my creativity was stifled. I felt like I wasn't fully expressing myself, because I wasn't, because I was being kind of a different version of myself when I walked through those doors of work than I was being in my day-to-day outside life. And for some people, that's no problem. Some people have no problem being two different versions of themselves at work. But what I realized is that when I started being kind of like more reserved and buttoned up and professional and less expressive in my role, in my 9-to-5 job, it bled a lot into my personal life. I feel like people don't talk about this enough. I don't know how it is in other industries, but at least in the business world, I've heard this same complaint from a lot of other people, that you really struggle to separate like business and your normal life. And so you almost start stifling yourself, like stuffing down your self-expression, stuffing down your weird, your goofy, your fun, because when you're in the office, you have to get shit done, right? And being in business as well, especially as a woman, especially being kind of, you know, I've always been sensitive and emotional. There's like this need to like prove yourself, right? Especially if you're in a male dominated industry, you want to make a really good impression, a strong impression. You don't want people to perceive you as weak. And let me just say, I'm at a place now where I know my emotions don't make me weak, but at the time I thought they did, and so many other people do as well. So if you decide to be your full emotional sensitive self at work, you have to know the risks that come with that, right? When I was at my job, I watched that bleed into my personal life, and I didn't even realize the extent of this until I started working a job with a completely different environment. So I'm still in this job now. I've been at this job for 2 years. Y'all, it is the best job I've ever had in my whole life. I am so thankful for the environment that I have at this job. It fosters just such a down-to-earth, you can be who you really are type of vibe when you go in. The owners of the company sit on the floor. They don't even have their own offices. They're the most down-to-earth people. They're so themselves. They don't really have that, you know, business versus personal. Well, I don't really know them personally, so I guess I don't know that. They just have a very human feel, I guess, like in the office. And that has fostered a culture for everyone else to be that way too. When I started working in this environment, I no longer felt like I had to put on a facade when I came in. I felt like I could still be professional, but speak my mind, say what I was really thinking, share what was going on in my personal life with my coworkers who I got close with. It no longer felt like such a highly competitive environment. It felt like I could come in, I could make mistakes, I could learn, I could grow, and I could sit here and talk to you all day about my job. But the point is, I finally got into an environment where I felt like I could drop the facade and I could drop the mask. So that's why this has been on my mind so much lately, is I see what an incredible change being in that kind of environment has made for me over the last couple years. Like, I have just reached different levels of self-acceptance that I've never had before in my adult life. I feel like I can relax a lot more. I'm not worried so much about how I'm presenting myself all the time. I feel comfortable to get on this mic and share really personal, honest things about myself and not fear for my job safety. And that's a beautiful thing, guys. It's very liberating, because I realized that, you know, the job I was working before, although there's nothing wrong with that job wasn't bad. The environment that I was in for me personally made me feel like I couldn't be my authentic self. And I watched how that really messed with my mental health. It really messed with my joy, my happiness, my contentness at work. And that bleeds into everything else. Like, if you're in a job, you're spending 8-9 hours there a day, maybe even more depending on what kind of job you're in. So for me, I just realized, wow, if I want to be my most authentic self, I need to create an environment. I need to be in an environment where I feel like I can actually do that. So the encouragement that I have for you today is, if you've never really like looked around at your friend groups, at your career, at the person that you're dating, the places that you're going, the way that you're living your life, and asked yourself, do these people do these things? Does this environment bring out the most authentic version of me where I feel like I can drop the mask and drop the facade? If you've never asked yourself that question, I really encourage you to. I think life feels so much more free. It feels less heavy. You feel like you're not in your head so much. When you're not constantly worried about how other people are perceiving you, when you're not so worried about failure, and you know that that's part of the process. Like, my job encourages me to fail. I'm not made fun of or criticized, or I don't feel like I'm going to lose my job because I make a mistake. And that's not to say that I don't care and I'm careless. It just means that I am able to take more risks. I'm able to be more creative. I'm able to be more of myself and not have fear associated with it, right? Because that's what it is, guys. What it comes down to is fear. So many of us just live our life in fear constantly, and we don't fully express ourselves. We don't say what we're really thinking. We don't do the things that we really want to do because we are terrified of rejection or social suicide or failure or any fill in the blank bad quote unquote thing that could happen, that we sacrifice being who we really are and doing the things that we really want to do. And what I have learned, y'all, is that the cost of that is just way too expensive. It's way too expensive. I'm not sacrificing my peace anymore. I'm not sacrificing my authentic self anymore. I want to be around people and be in situations where I can be me, where I'm not afraid of being rejected, where I can be me. And honestly, when you get more comfortable with your authentic self, you stop fearing rejection. You stop fearing failure so much. And that's not to say that you're absolutely invincible and you don't have emotions anymore and you just do whatever you want. No, you start taking more and more calculated risks slowly over time. You assess the situation. You see what's safe. You don't put yourself in stupid positions to get fired from your job or to do things that are totally uncalled for without a care in the world. No, I'm not saying that. But the more that you little by little push yourself to show people more of who you really are, to do the things that you really want to do, the more that you push yourself to do that, the easier that it gets over time. And then it just kind of becomes a domino effect. And you start watching how every choice that you make starts going back to those questions that we started the episode with. Do I feel good in this environment? Do I like this person that I'm on a date with? How do they make me feel? Do I like this job? If you're listening to this and you're like, Emled, I don't know how you can be so delusionally confident. Like, I got bills to pay. I just want love. I don't have time to like demand the best. I get what you're saying. And I've been in that position before, especially after I got laid off. I was like, shit, I just need to get another job so I can pay the bills and keep this roof over my head. Like, I get it. That's real life shit. And when I was in relationships with people who drained me, I didn't think that there was any other way. Like, I felt trapped. I felt like I had to stay there. So first of all, what I'll say is like, those emotions and feelings are really, truly valid. But I need you to recognize that the only way that your life is going to become what you want it to be is if that's a conscious choice that you make. And that means making hard decisions. That means saying goodbye to people and places and things that don't support the highest version of yourself and that don't see your worth. The other thing I'll say about this too is, when you do see your worth, when you know what you bring to the table, when you know that who you are at your core isn't perfect, but is worthy and is special, you start attracting things of that same frequency and of that same vibration. Think about it. If you go into a date and you are worried the entire time about how that person is perceiving you, are you going to be relaxed? Are you going to have fun? Or are you going to be trying to like say the right thing? And are you going to be super nervous? And are you going to come off as calculated? Are you going to be something completely different than what you actually are? How can you attract the person who is meant for you if you can't even be yourself around them? Do you know what I'm saying? And how can you find a job that aligns with your values and what you want if you're sitting and playing a role of this perfect employee that answers every question perfectly in the interview? You're not going to. You're going to keep attracting the wrong things that lead to wrong outcomes in your life. The highest vibration that you can radiate at is your most authentic self. Honestly, the more I go along this healing journey, the more in touch that I get with who I am to my core, what I truly want, who I really feel like I am, the less I feel the need to impress other people, the less I feel the need to have my choices make sense to everyone. You know, the less I feel the need to want everybody to like me. And there's always going to be a human element of, you know, we're wired for connection. You need your tribe. You're going to need your people who have your back. But I have those people. And something tells me that if you're a good person, you have some of those people too that know you and see you as you truly are and accept you. And so if you have those people, that's all you need. All you need is a small group in your corner. Even a couple people in your corner, that's all you need to feel empowered to be yourself, because the rest of the world doesn't matter. The spotlight isn't on you. Every single other person out there and their mother is worried about how other people are perceiving them because they haven't realized this truth yet. They haven't realized that they are already enough exactly as they are. You don't need to be anything. You don't need to achieve anything. You don't need to change anything about yourself to be worthy. The only thing that you need to change is your mindset and how you see yourself. And when you make that conscious choice to start treating yourself as worthy and different and special, that attracts things of the same vibration. Okay? So wrestling fam, I really hope that this episode makes you think a little bit differently about going where you're appreciated and where you feel like you can be yourself. It's really, really important. And life is way too short to try to fit into a little box that you don't belong in, to try to please other people, to try to be things that you're simply not. Life's way too short for that, babe. And I don't want that for you. And I know deep down you don't want that for yourself. So start shifting your mindset in those conversations to make sure that the choices and the people and the jobs and the places and everything that you're doing and going and seeing is in alignment with who you are to your core, that make you feel like you can be all of you, that make you feel like you can relax. And if those things don't feel like it, sprint as fast as you can in the opposite direction, okay? What's meant for you cannot miss you. If you guys like this episode, please leave me a 5-star rating on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Ratings help the podcast to grow. And when we grow, guys, I can keep bringing you these pep talks. We can keep getting out of our heads together and we can keep getting this encouraging kind of content in more people's ears who need to hear it. Okay. Let's get out there and grab life by the freaking balls this week. Love you guys so much. We will talk soon. Bye. Hey, babe, just a quick little reminder. The Wrestling with Life podcast and any content posted on my channels is presented solely for general informational and educational purposes. The use of this information is at the user's own risk and should not be substituted for the advice of a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional, okay? If you are struggling with your mental health, please consider seeking professional help or contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Please don't try to get through this by yourself. You are not alone.